WJFK AM Morningside.
And WJFK HD3 Manassas. Always live on the free Odyssey app. DC's home for wagertainment.
The biggest names in the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
This is Bob Costas, not Kostos, but you are listening to Nick Kostos on You Better You Bet.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports, brought to you by BetMGM.
The tremendous Sports Thursday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, our amazing crew, and you here on Westwood One Sports. First hour of the show, super duper fun, talking about Malik Nabers' return to practice for the New York Football Giants and why he holds the key to any Giants success this season. We talked about North Carolina football and the disaster that that has become with the statement put out about Michael Lombardi and the school's investigation into Lombardi, and how the most pathetic thing for Bill Belichick at North Carolina, not the losses on the field, not the Michael Lombardi situation, but the apathy around the program. We got into the San Francisco 49ers, Ricky Pearsall hurt again, and what that means for San Francisco this season. The New Orleans Saints losing Brian Brisi for the season to a torn ACL. We will get to the Cincinnati Bengals and the injury for Shamar Stewart, why that matters for the Bengals defense. We'll talk some Cleveland Browns. The Browns keep extending players in their secondary on defense. I believe I have the answer as to why. We'll do some Major League Baseball and college football as well, with Big Ten Media Days raging right now in Chicago. But joining us right now to talk some Major League Baseball ahead of the trade deadline, one of our favorites, friend of the show, former MLB general manager, MLB Network Radio, MLB Network, TSN, the great Steve Phillips on Twitter at Steve Phillips GM. I am sure at 10:02 a.m. Eastern on this Thursday that he is well caffeinated. Steve, welcome back to the show. Your pal Nick Kostos, what's up?
Hey, Nick, what's going on? And yeah, everything's good here. And yes, I've had some Celsius, I've had some coffee, and so I'm good to go.
I would love if you're the best, man. I would love if you could expound. This is like Bill Clinton, and I would love to know what the definition of some is here when we're talking some Celsius and some coffee.
Right. So I've had one can of Celsius and then two large coffees this morning, and you know, like the Dunkin' Donuts large coffees, and so. You know, like, look, when you get up early like we do, I mean, I'm up at you know, 4:45 in the morning to get ready for the show, and from 7 to 10, and, you know, I got a shower, and, you know, I can't just, like, I used to be able to do the radio show from home, and I could be in sweats and not have to shower before the show, but now that we're on TV simulcast in the last hour, you got to get prettied up each day, so it's, you know, you got to get up early for all that stuff.
What time do you go to bed?
Generally, between 11 and midnight, I don't get much sleep.
It's tough, man.
Tough. You know, then what happens is that no matter what, because of the amount of caffeine that I consume, at about 2:30, my eyes close no matter what I'm doing. I could be driving on I-95 and my eyes close. And so I put that out there as a warning to anybody that tomorrow I'll be driving back from Connecticut or from New Jersey to Connecticut. And so if you're on I-95, anywhere in the, you know, 2 to 4 time frame, you know, beware. I'm just saying, enter at your own risk.
Have you ever thought, I promise we'll talk baseball in a second. Have you ever thought of doing comedy? Like, I mean this sincerely, you're very funny, and your deadpan delivery is very funny.
No, I appreciate that. I have not. Now, generally, what happens on our show is I make a joke, and nobody laughs, because that's become the thing. They don't want to honor the humor in anything. And so they make me beg for the jokes and the laughs and everything else. So it works. I mean, I do beg. I do always say, every once in a while, say, by the way, I'll be appearing at the Chuckle Hut all week long here in Secaucus, New Jersey, if you're around, be sure to stop by and see me.
I'm being serious. Like, I think this is like an exceptionally criminally underrated sense of humor from our friend Steve Phillips. All right. You know, purpose of this interview, we can talk comedy all day. Let's get into some Major League Baseball. So, you know, this Tarik Skubal, Steve, start yesterday for the Tigers. I mean, Hollywood couldn't have scripted this better. Leaves with a 7-0 lead. Tigers lose the game. Trade deadline coming up in a couple days here. ESPN's Jeff Passan, you know, one of your colleagues in the baseball media, saying last night, like, the Tigers are going to trade Tarik Skubal. Before we get to the potential teams that could trade for Skubal, do you agree with Jeff Passan? Have you heard similar? Like, what would Steve Phillips say right now is the percent chance that Tarik Skubal is dealt at some point in between now and Monday's trade deadline?
Yeah, I think it's probably 100% at this point. I think they have to trade them. They're 4.5 out. They're 7 games under 500. There are 11 teams with better records than them in the American League. They're not playing like a playoff team. And so I think it makes sense for them to do it. And remember, it's not just trading Skubal, because they're going to trade Casey Mize, who's going to bring back a nice return. He's one of the better pitchers available. And then they're going to trade Kenley Jansen, they're going to trade Gleyber Torres. And so they got a chance to bring back, you know, 10 to 12 prospects that could dramatically turn things around. And here's the thing, the Troy Melton kid in their rotation is an ace. And they're going to get Jackson Jobe, one of the top pitching prospects in baseball, back later this summer from Tommy John. They have Framber Valdez. And so they're not that far away from, you know, at least having a good pitching staff next year. That even with trading Skubal, it's going to refortify their farm system in a way with major league ready talent and upper level talent. So it's the right thing for them at the time. And, you know, holding on to him right now, I think, would be malpractice. It's what I thought a few years back when the Angels held on to Ohtani. I feel like this is malpractice for an organization, because not only did they hold Ohtani back then, well, they could have gotten, you know, five, you know, top flight prospects like the Soto deal was back in the day. But they also, you know, they went on to trade to buy at that time frame and gave up 10 prospects. So it was like a net minus 15 prospects for them when they made that mistake. And so it's the right thing for the Tigers to do this. And it'll also be the thing that allows them to win the most games for the most number of years by trading him at this point.
I was actually, just as an aside, we'll get to that. I was thinking this week, like, is Artie Moreno like the worst owner in sports, the owner of the Angels? We don't have to talk about that. It doesn't really matter for right now. But I was literally thinking that like 2 days ago. And then you brought up the Ohtani situation from a couple years ago. So you heard it there from Steve Phillips, who's as plugged in as it gets. 100% chance in Steve's mind. Jeff Passan said the same thing, that Tarik Skubal is going to get dealt in between now and the deadline. We can talk about other teams, Steve, that could be in the mix for Tarik Skubal. But if I made you right now, pencil, not pen, we don't know what it's going to be. But if I made you guess right now, or maybe you have really strong conviction on it, who lands Tarik Skubal in between now and Monday?
Yeah, I think it's going to be the Milwaukee Brewers. I think the Dodgers are going to be
not
in, by
the Dodgers.
I think the Dodgers will be in. But I don't think that they're going to go too far down the road to be able to get him. But I think they're going to be in on it because they're going to get Snell and Glasnow back, but you can't trust them. If the Dodgers want them, they can put together a better package than the Brewers can. If the Dodgers wanted Mason Miller and Tarik Skubal, they've got the farm system to get both of them. Now, the Brewers have an excellent farm system, too. But I think the Brewers are going to make the most aggressive play on it. The Rays are going to be in too. The Braves will be in. The Phillies have called. The Cubs don't have the farm system to be able to do it. But I'm going to say the Brewers, you know, they're promising to go all in. And so I'm going to think that they're going to get him. What Skubal, their word is on the street that his preference is Dodgers, obviously. But I'm going to give it to the Brewers, although the Dodgers will be right there.
Let's assume, and obviously, I'm sure the Dodgers will do something even if they don't trade for Tarik Skubal. But let's just assume, for the purposes of this question, the Milwaukee Brewers trade for Tarik Skubal. With Tarik Skubal, and that, I think that's fun, like, because it kind of feels almost like the Sabathia situation right in 2008. Maybe not the same thing when Milwaukee traded for Sabathia, and he walked to the Yankees the next offseason. If the Milwaukee Brewers trade for Tarik Skubal, who wins the National League?
Dodgers, probably. But I think, for the Brewers, you know, their problem is that they're ranked 30th in home runs and like 4th in runs scored. But that doesn't, that, and the numbers don't really jive, right? In this era of three true outcomes, you, to be a top scoring team, you think you'd have to hit home runs. Now, they're great at manufacturing, but in the playoffs, when you're facing the best rotations and pitchers in the game, it's really hard to get four singles in an inning to put up two runs. It's just really hard to do that. And versus, you know, getting a guy on and getting a bloop or an error and then a guy hitting a home run, that's the way you're able to put up the crooked numbers. So I think there's some part of that problem for their offensive production that doesn't play all that well, but it's what they have to do over 162 games. It's just the way they play. So they need to outpitch the opposition in the playoffs. But I think at some point, you know, the Dodgers offense would find ways to score on the Brewers and they'd be able to take them down. So I still give the Dodgers the edge in that right now.
If it's not the Brewers, Steve, is it just the Dodgers then that trade for Skubal? Because I've seen Tampa floated out there, and I think, you know, in a wide-open, watered-down American League, and I'm a Yankee fan saying this, if the Rays get Tarik Skubal, just like put them in the World Series right now. Maybe you disagree with that, but if it's not the Brewers, is it the Dodgers or is it another team that would trade for Skubal?
Yeah, I think it's the Dodgers or the Rays, probably, if not the Brewers. Those seem to be the consensus teams that would go all in. Now, you know, for the Rays, it just feels like, you know, there's a point where they're going to stop. And there's a point where the Dodgers wouldn't have to stop. You know, Jesus Madé for the Brewers is one of the top prospects in all of baseball. In fact, he's rated number one in some of the rankings. He would probably have to go in the deal as part of it. Luis Lara, who's up at the big league club right now, has got a great plate discipline, might have to be in the deal. Now, the question is, would they give up Kyle Harrison in a trade like that? If you're the Tigers and you get Kyle Harrison back in a deal for Skubal, now Harrison's hurt right now, but if he's able to come back, then you're not in that less a spot than you were. I mean, certainly not Skubal, but he's not bad. Or Aaron Ashby, who's, you know, got like 12 wins out of the bullpen, who I think has starter stuff, could also be a factor for them. So, you know, there's some ways that that teams can go. But I think that Tampa Bay and the L.A. Dodgers, if not the Brewers, are the likely candidates.
Am I may be missing something here because I'm not as ensconced in this world, Steve, as you are. But if it's true that the Dodgers can just, they can put out an offer that maybe blows everybody out of the water, potentially. And if Skubal's preference is to go to the Dodgers, why wouldn't the Dodgers do this? Like, I'm sure there's a good reason, but it feels like to me like you're trying to go back to back to back for the first time since the Yankees, 98 to 2000. Why wouldn't the Dodgers do this?
Yeah, I think the only reason they might not is that, you know, Freddie Freeman's getting older, Betts is getting older, Muncy's getting older, and, you know, Tucker's not been great, Teoscar Hernandez getting older, and, you know, they've got some real good upper-level offensive players that are likely going to be needed to replace the aging players here in the short term. And so it would really be, can we win it without going all in? We've already won two, so can we win it? You know, we've got the best record, so we certainly have a shot of doing it the way we are. But should we keep some guys to continue the long run of success and keep our business plan matched up with our baseball plan moving forward? And, you know, if they're going to have to get payrolls down because of salary cap at some point, having young players available to them is going to be important to have to do that. So there's a number of reasons why they might not do it. But you know what? To win a third championship in a row and to be a dynasty, I wouldn't be completely shocked if they did.
I thought that was a really interesting take, and I thought you explained it really well, why the Dodgers think they may be able to win without him this year and keep that stockpile of prospects as some of these players age out. I also agree with the last thing you said. If I were them, I would go for three in a row and just become legendary and get this dynasty really rolling. Speaking of, well, I guess, formerly dynastic teams, the New York Yankees send my blood pressure skyrocketing on a nightly basis, especially when Aaron Boone addresses the media. We don't have to get to that for right now. But expectations, Steve, for what the Yankees might do heading into the deadline?
Yeah, well, they're all in on Mason Miller for sure. And if he's going to be moved, they'll want to be in on it. And I think that A.J. Preller's not going to trade Mason Miller for a prospect. He could do that at any time. I mean, they're two games out of the wild card spot. I think that if he trades Mason Miller, he's going to want major league ready talent in return. And the Yankees can provide that for him. They can provide a starting pitcher back in the deal in a Warren or a Weathers. they could provide an outfielder back in the deal and a Spencer Jones who's from San Diego or a Dominguez. They could also give up George Lombard Jr., who I know they would prefer not to do, but you know, he's not Leo DeVries, who the Padres gave up. And they do have guys filling in at short, and they've got one of the better records in the American League, even though Lombard kid's going to be pretty good. They have Elmer Rodriguez at AAA, who there's a lot of people really like a lot there, but who could go to the big leagues in San Diego because they need starting pitching and they need offense. So they could put together a package that could satisfy the Padres still having a chance to win this year because it's addressing the areas of real need where they could actually replace Miller in their bullpen with Jeremiah Estrada or Adrian Morejon and be just fine. But I think that's where they go. And I think that the Yankees are going to look for offense too, understanding that, you know, they're going to get guys back, but they're not going to be back until probably sometime in September and Judge, Stanton, and Bellinger. And so in the meantime, maybe adding to the offensive production there, I can see a Dalton Varsho potentially being a guy that can play all three outfield positions. And when everybody's healthy, he might be the guy you play in center instead of Grisham because of his at-bats are better and his defense is better. But I think that Luis Arraez's name has come up in connection with the Yankees where they would probably move Chisholm back to third. But I think that the Yankees, Brian Cashman is going to be aggressive. Plus he needs to really address that bullpen. If not at the end, then fortifying it in front of Bednar.
Last one here, Steve, about a minute for the answer. I'm going to give you a couple teams. You tell me which one you think might make a big splash at the deadline and why. The Boston Red Sox, who traded for Curtis Meade and they lost him, gets hit by a pitch and fractures his wrist. The Boston Red Sox, the Atlanta Braves, the Philadelphia Phillies, the Chicago Cubs. Which of those teams do you think makes a splash and why in about 60 seconds?
Yeah, I think probably the Atlanta Braves. I think Alex Anthopoulos has done it before in Toronto. Traded for David Price and Troy Tulowitzki at the deadline. He's avoided having to go big at times in Atlanta, but he remembers what happened last year, and he knows you're not promised next year. And they are who they are right now. Chris Sale's window is winding down. He's at top form. They need another ace starter to go with him. So they could get in on Scooble. I don't know if they have the farm system to do it, but I think Alex is going to really address his starting pitching. I think that they're going to further fortify the bullpen. They may add another bat to it, but I think that Alex Anthopoulos and the Braves are going to try to put themselves in a position to knock off the Dodgers.
Steve, you're the best. Appreciate it. Stay caffeinated. I know you will. Good luck on I-95, and we look forward to catching up with you soon.
All right, Nick. Thanks so much.
I love him. What a great guy. Very funny. Just don't fall asleep behind the wheel. At Steve Phillips GM, MLB Network Radio, MLB Network, and TSN. And for the first time ever, he called me by my name in a radio spot. Now we are officially friends. All right, on the other side, we have a treat for everybody. A friend of mine for two decades is going to join the show to talk some SummerSlam this weekend from the WWE, the host of Busted Open Radio on the newly minted WWE Radio on our friends at SiriusXM. Dave LaGreca joins us next here on You Better You Bet.
Fox QB Baker Mayfield doesn't have a new contract, and D lineman Vita Vea requested a trade. Will the Buck Stars be jumping ship? Westwood One Sports.
Back to savings at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a free MicroGuard Select oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of Syntec full synthetic motor oil. Limit supply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I love days like these at the pool, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. I'm ready to make a splash with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza. Skyrizi is a prescription-only injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. At 4 months, most people saw 90% clearer skin when measured from head to toe, and many were even 100% plaque-free. People also saw significant improvement in psoriasis symptoms of pain, redness, itching, and burning.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Now there's nothing on my skin, thanks to Skyrizi, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Barbecue presents Being a Miracle Maker. Making a difference in your community has never been easier because July 30th is Miracle Treat Day at DQ. You buy a Blizzard Tree at participating locations and DQ will donate a dollar or more to Children's Miracle Network to benefit your local children's hospital. So on July 30th, buy a Blizzard Tree and be a Miracle Maker, a Blizzard eating hero doing their part on Miracle Treat Day. July 30th, DQ. Happy tastes good.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.